Chnoach. The essence of Kimas Halach Chnoach doesn't fit in nicely, it doesn't flow nicely in the pasuk. What's it adding on after you've said that he's a Tomim, Tzadik, Tomim, Hoyav, the Roysov? What are you adding on by saying Essel the Kimas Halach Chnoach? And then, both in Klali, we're going to, Be'ez Hashem, try to give a few Mahalachim. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the people with a flood, with water? We know punishments usually fire, Midas Adin, Gabriel. Water in Kabbalah corresponds to Chesed. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them with water? Oh, it's true. We're not going to be discussing it now, but that's put down elsewhere, that it was an Indian of a Mikra, it's true. We're going to be discussing another Mahalach today. And for that, let's turn to this pasuk of Atim Adrekim. It's in Parshas Voischanon. In Parshas Voischanon, we have two interesting pasukim. Einechem horois es ha-sha'osa Hashem v'bal pa'or. You all saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to everybody about Baal Pa'or. What was that? Ki kol ha'ish ha-sha'olach ha'chei Baal Pa'or, hishmido Hashem l'kecha b'kem mikir becha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it. You bow down to Avodah Zarah, you get destroyed. Atim Adrekim Hashem l'kechem, but if you cling to Hashem, Chaim kol chamayim, then you live. So what's the message? If you follow Avodah Zarah, you die. If you cling to Hashem, you live. Okay. I'm going to try to understand the two psukim slightly deeper than face value. First of all, the Maharal asks already, why is Avodah Zarah mentioned over here in Parshas Voischanon and the Baal Pa'or? There was many different types of Avodah Zarah. It seems like the Baal Pa'or was a classical type of Avodah Zarah. Why? And why is these psukim in Parshas Voischanon? We know that what is the highlight of Parshas Voischanon? Sorry, what? Mamad Haseres HaDibros, Haseres HaDibros, they're repeated in Parshas Voischanon. So why are these two psukim of Baal Pa'or and Batim Advekim? What are they doing in Parshas Voischanon? Why dafka Baal Pa'or? And why dafka in the Parsha of Matan Torah? But the answer is, we have to go back to the roots of Baal Pa'or. And that's where are the roots of Baal Pa'or? In Sefer Bamidbar. Right? The end of Parshas Bolok, where Bilam advised to get Klal Yisrael to serve Baal Pa'or. Says the Pesukim over there, this is the end of Parshas Bolok. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim vayochel ha'om liznois el b'nei Smoyov. First B'nei Yisrael began Liznois el b'nei Smoyov. And Rashi explained that the b'nei Smoyov, the storekeepers, whatever, used to have beautiful women standing outside, and they used to encourage the people to come inside, and whatever, they got them to serve, they got them first to the Znus, and from the Znus, Vatikra'eno continues the pasuk, Vatikra'eno la'am lezivche eloyheyen, vayochlo'om ha'ishtachvu leloyheyen. So first, through Znus, they got them in to serve Baal Pa'or. And then the next pasuk, Vayitzomed Yisrael Baal Pa'or. Klal Yisrael clinged to Baal Pa'or. The Targum Onkelos of Vayitzomed is the Idbeku, they cling to Baal Pa'or. So there's an interesting way, there's an interesting Avodah Zarah this one. Begins by Znus, begins by Bnei Smoyov, it begins with Taiva, and it ends with Avodah Zarah. What's the message of it? What was this Avodah Zarah? What message was this Avodah Zarah conveying? And Bechlau, we know that Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or was a very strange Avodah Zarah, a very repulsive Avodah Zarah, a disgusting Avodah Zarah, that you all know what was done to serve the Avodah Zarah. So, obviously, what's the seichel lying behind this Avodah Zarah? But the answer to all these questions is the following. And here we come to the Yisod. There's two tfisot, there's two hashkofas, as we've always discussed, two mahalchim, of the Tov and the Ra. We know the pasuk v'atim advekim Hashem alekeichem chaim kol chamayim. We know that chaim is one, and that is clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clinging to spirituality brings to chaim. Anything that's connected to spirituality is chaim. Anything that's not connected to spirituality, anything that's away from spirituality, is misa. How do we know that? Meanwhile, we'll give the simple makor from the Bria of Adam. His guf comes from the offer. What does offer represent? Where does a person go after he dies? Offer, like Hashem cursed Adam, may offer ato, vel offer tashuv. Which means offer, one comes from offer, one returns to offer. Offer's mis. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas, chayim, says the person. And in addition to the offer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam a nishmas chayim. And that's why Yehi Adam LeNefesh Chayah. So we see that what? If it's guf, if it's physical indulgence, then it's afam in Adama that represents Misa. If it's ruchnius, then it's chayim. And anything connected to ruchnius, we always find the word chayim there. The neshama is called nishmas chayim. The Torah is called Torah's chayim. Torah's chayim avas chesed, ki hem chayenu. Eretz Yisrael, asalach lifnei Hashem, ba'artzes ha'chayim. Anything that's ruchni leads to life, because it's ve'atim advekim chayim kulchem. Anything that leads, takes away from, anything that takes away from ruchni is gashmi, leads to the opposite, leads to misa. And therefore that's why we know that the Mishnah in Ovah says, gives a whole lot, long list of how a person should live. Paspa melach tochal, mayim emeshura tishte, uba'oretz ato tishon, etc., etc.
In other words, Torah teaches us to cling to Ruchni, that's Chaim, and to stay clear of Gashmi, that's Misa.
However, other people think that it's just the opposite. If you don't overindulge, if you don't eat, if you don't overindulge, obviously you have to eat. But the other people hold, the other Hashkofa is, that no, like you say in modern Hebrew today, Lasot Chaim, Bonase Chaim. What does it mean, Bonase Chaim? Let's go out to the pub. Let's go out at night. Let's go out to Ben Yehuda. Let's go out. Bon Asechayim. In other words, let's go out and indulge. They look at indulging. They look at the more gashmi, the more chayim. The more ruchni. Read over. Pasba melach teichal. You're eating bread. Aron tatatishan. That's life. Life is indulging in gashmis. The more tainuk, the more the pleasure you have from the thing, the more the pleasure you have from this world, the greater chayim you have. That's their hashkof. They claim to have a raya, a proof to their hashkof. We know that there's one thing in this world that's also called chaim, and that is mayim. Mayim is called chaim. Right? Mayim chaim al-keli. The Tanya writes, Balatanya writes in the Sefer Tanya in Perek Aleph, something that you will know, I mean, it's posha, that mayim is matzmiach kol ha-tanugim. Mayim causes the growth of all tanugim, of all earthly pleasures. So they say that you see, water, all the pleasures come from, earthly pleasures come from water, and water is called Mayim Chayim. There you are. The more the earthly the pleasure, the more the Gashmi, the more the Tainug, the more the Taiva, the more the Chayim. We say the more you keep away from Taivas and Tainug, that means the more you cling to Hashem, the more Chayim. So the where is Chayim? Is Chayim clinging to Hashem and staying clear from overindulgence and Gashmi? Or is Chaim in overindulgence and gushments? Is Chaim in Taiva? Okay. So, yeah. Oh. So if the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells, if Torah tells us, and if the Mishnah Novus tells us, Pas b'melach toichal, mayim b'shur tishtev, al oretz tishon, etc. In other words, if Torah tells us that the path of life, of Torah mitzvahs is a path to try over hisrachus, to keep away from Gashmi, is l'chora the Torah life. If somebody has the opposite ashkofa, that Chaim is making having a good life, and making the ik of his life indulging in Gashmi, and indulging in Taiva and Tanugim, is then the Torah stands in his way. The Torah is a big stumbling block. A ruchnius is a big stumbling block to his lifestyle. And therefore, I'll soon point out from the Gemara. The Gemara says it's beferish. And therefore, we find in history that when Jews left Torah mitzvahs, even when Jews served Avodah Zarah, it wasn't because they really believed in Avodah Zarah. It was because they felt that Torah mitzvahs is a stumbling block in their way to achieve their objectives of living a life of overindulgence and gashmi. And this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Omer of Yudah Marav." Klal Yisrael knew that Avodah Zarah isn't very substance. They only served Avodah Zarah in order to permit them for Arroyas, in order to permit them for adultery. Rashi explains. They had a Yitzhahora for Arroyas. But the Torah says, you can't indulge in Arroyas. So what should we do? Let's become Apikorsim. Let's serve Avodah Zarah. And Meila Shoyin, there's nothing that's stopping us anymore. That's fine. Is Omra, they said, Nifrek kol ol Torah mo'aleinu. Let's throw off the yoke of Torah. And Meila, that's it. Let's serve Avodah Zarah, and then everything is mutter. which means that it's mashma from that Gemara. It's not mashma, it's beferish in that Gemara. That serving of Avodah Zarah, staying away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a sort of taking away a stumbling block that's preventing me from carrying out all the my taiva that I have here in this world. Yeah.
What about the Gemara that says that?
Oh. So I call upon him. Therefore, very often you find in history that Avodah Zarah Behemet went together with Gilah Arois. Again, another Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says Kol Mokim Shnema Ashchasa Einu Ela Erev Avodah Zarah. We see in the Mabul the same thing. But Tishachis Aretz Arois and Avodah Zarah. Arois and Avodah Zarah go together because the message of Avodah Zarah is: let's take away Ruchnius. Let's take away the what the Torah says. Let's take away the Chaim of Ruchni of Torah in order that we can indulge. Nobody should disturb us. We shouldn't have any bad guilty feelings when we want to do what we want. So that's the difference. These are the two hashkofas that was. And with that we can sort of understand now what the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or was all about. The reason why they had to do such repulsive things to the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or was to say, yeah, you're hefke, you can do what you want, there's nothing stopping you. Which means that you're here in Olam Hazeh, you have a good life, forget about what the Jews say is Chaim. We're telling you that Chaim is a good life, and Chaim is overindulging in every tainug and taiva that you want. And if the Torah teaches you a different path, let's become Abikorasim, let's become Ovda Avodah Zarah, and then the path is free for us to pursue any taiva that we want. And that's exactly what happened there by Baal Pa'or, as we mentioned earlier. That what did they first do? First they sent the Bnei Smoyov, they enticed Klal Yisrael to Znus. After Znus, they said, we want to go on. I, the Torah says, there's a parash of Arroyas. So what did they do? Then they started serving Avodah Zarah. So that was the Seder Advarim over there, why they began with the Bnei Smoyov, and then they continued with Avodah Zarah. The Torah's path of Chaim disturbs us from carrying out what we want for Chaim, and therefore let's do away with the Torah. With that we can also understand why this parasha of Atamat Vekim Hashem Lekechem and the Baal Pa'or is in Parshas Veschanan. Because in Parshas Veschanan is a parasha of Matan Torah. And in Matan Torah, we experience two Chaims. What happened when we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking? What happened to us? We died. And what happened? Hashem revived us with a Tal Shel Tchiyah with Tchiyas HaMeisa. Which means we experienced two lives. We died, and we experienced a new life. What does that mean? That means the following. The first life that we had is not the life of Tchiyas HaMeisa. It's not the life of Liyasid Lovay. It's not the life of the real Ba'atma Dveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayon. Because the real life of Dveikos is continuous, it never stops, it never ends. It was the life that can be used for either for this or for that. By Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away that life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you now the real life, the Atamat Dveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayon, which is a life that's continuous because it's the emistic life, and the real life doesn't have a Misa. So by Matna, that was supposed to, if were they not to have sinned with a Cheta Egel, they were to continue to live forevermore. Matan Torah was the Tikkun of Adam, and that was the real life, the Atamat Vekim, which was to continue forever. And therefore in Parshas Voschana, which is the Parsha of Matan Torah, is the Parsha to make this Birur, to make this Havdalah, to make this separation between what's sort of fake life and what's real life. The real life is V'atimat Vekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayim. The life of Torah Mitzvah is the life of Ruchnius. And the fake life, those who say that the Ikka life is the life of indulgence and Taiv and Arroyas and who knows what, and Yetzirah, is that life left us. So this Parsha, Parsha Veschanan, is an important Parsha to make that Biro and to make that Havdalah. By the way, what happened after the Bnei Smoyov? Well, the whole story with Bnei Smoyov, and they served Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry, and who saved the situation? Pinchas. What was Pinchas' schar that he lives for? Bris Yisholem, which means he lives for, he became Elio, and he lives forever. Why was that the schar that he lives forever? Because what was Pinchas' mevarer over here? Klal Yisrael turned to Avodah Zarah, they turned away from V'atimat Veikim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim, and they said, we'll find Chaim over there. We're going for the other Chaim, not for the Vekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim. We're going for the Chaim of Bnei Smoyov, of Arroyas. That's the real Chaim. And therefore Pinchas came and saved the situation by being Mavarah. That's not the real Chaim. The real Chaim is the Batmat Vekim Hashem Elokeichem, which is Chaim forever, Chaim without stopping. And therefore, midah connected midah, he was zoicha to be the chayim kol chamayoyim. He was zoicha to be the chayim, l'chayim netzach. That was the schar Pinchas. Pinchas became Eliyahu. Pinchas became a Kohen Gadol. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's where they cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis HaMikdash was the mokum where the Kohanim were completely all day dovek to Hashem. The Kohanim and the Levim didn't get a chelek v'nachla in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't work in the fields. All day long they were busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real life, and therefore was a Kohen allowed to be Tomei Meis? No. Emor LaKohanim b'nei Aaron v'mata en lem nefesh lo yitamei b'amav. There was no Misa in the Beis HaMikdash. No, the Mishnah says in office there was miracles that the meat never went off, it never smelt of anything rotten. Everything was alive in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash represents V'atma Avleikim Hashem Elekeichem, which is the Emes Tikka Chaim. Is Pinchas that brought Klal Yisrael back to the proper Chaim? He lived forever and he became Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. He was the Kohen. The Emes is that these two tfisot of what's real Chaim, what's not. That already comes from, we see this earlier, we see this already in Parshas Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden there were two famous trees. One tree was called the Eitz HaChaim and one tree was called the Eitz HaDas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, eat from the Eitz HaChaim and not from the Eitz HaDas. What was the Eitz HaDas? Is the Ramban brings down, from the Ibn Ezra, I think, the Ramban brings down that the Eitz HaDas was the koyach that put taiva into Adam HaChava. Ki oya pirav moyle taiva chay kisu ma'amir remeim achon. Therefore, after the Eitz HaDas had to cover themselves, had to be tsanua, because now they had a taiva. Eitz HaDas brings in taiva for Gashmi. Eitz Chaim was called Eitz HaChaim. Kishmoy keinu. That was the real Chaim. Atzma Advekim, Hashem Lekechem, Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, eat from the Eitz HaChaim, because that's the Chaim. The Eitz HaDas is not Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Adam and Chava, what happens if you eat from the Eitz HaDas? You die. Which means if you try to show that you're gonna pursue an Eitz HaDas, you're going to pursue Taivas, that's going to lead to death. That's not Chaim. The Nochash came along and says to Chava, no, eat from the Eitz HaDas. That's the Chaim. Pursue Tanugim. Chava says, I can't, because if I do, I'm going to die. Chava says, that's me, so that's not Chaim. What did the Nochash do to Chava? He pushed her and he says, if you didn't die in, you won't die when it's eating. Which means, what was the Nochash telling Chava? You don't die through Tanugim. Tanugim are also Chaim. Hashem says, you die when you eat from the Eitz HaDas. You live when you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, which is Torah. But the Nochash says, you don't. The Nochash says, you eat from the Eitz HaDas and you don't die, you live, because that's the real Chaim. The real Chaim is the Chaim of Tanugim. The real Chaim is to cling to Taiva, to cling to Gashmi. We know that Gashmi, that's Ofam in Adama. That's Guf, that's Ofam in Adama. And the Nochash says, no, that's the Tainug. That's the Tainug, that's the Chaim. And therefore the Nochash is punished that he clings to Ofam. His legs are off, now he rolls over and off, he clings to Ofam. Everything he tastes, everything he eats, tastes of dirt, which means he has no Tainug anymore. He said that you should follow, you should pursue the life of Tainug, because that's Chaim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midah connect Midah, he won't have any Chaim, he won't have any Tainug anymore. Adam Rishon, who fell for the Eitz HaDas, and he started believing that the real Chaim is Taka, enjoying life, Tanugim in Olam Hazeh, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam, you also won't experience Tainug in Olam Hazeh. You're going to have to work hard on the ground. Nothing's going to grow. Thorns are going to grow. You're going to have to work very hard and you won't experience a Tainug. And you believe the Nochash to tell you that you won't die? Tainug doesn't bring to me, so Tainug is Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam, you're going to have to die. That's how the whole thing came about. The Nochash pursues Taiva and Tainug. And that's why did the Nochash decide? Why did he suddenly decide to entice him to eat from the Eitz HaDas? Because what did he see? Says Rashi that he saw Adam and Chava having pruvu. Says Rashi ben Isavala, he had a taiva. And therefore he decided to poison them with taiva. And when Chava wanted to eat from the Eitz HaDas, and when she ate from the Eitz HaDas, the Pasuk says, Batero ha'isha ki ate, toivo eats lemachel, v'chi tavahu le'inayim. So they switched from the Eitz HaChaim, from Ruchnias, from the real Tainuk, from the Tainuk, the Ruchnias that brings to Chaim. They switch to the other Tainug that in reality brings to Misa, and the Nochash lie that it doesn't bring to Misa. And therefore man has to die. And after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, we see that the origins of Taiva and Avodah Zarah all the way through, even still in Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayiru bnei Elokim es bnei Sa'adam ki Taiva yiseino, vayikach lem noshim mikol asher bachoru." And Rashi says that just before the chuppah, somebody would come and take the girl and would have znus with her. And which Dora are we talking about over here? Dora Enosh, the end of Bereishis. Dora Enosh were the origins of Avodah Zarah. So we see over here that Avodah Zarah and Gilah Royas are going together again. This was the beginning of this shidduch between Avodah Zarah and Gilah Royas, which means that pursue Tanugim, go away from the Torah. The Torah is a disturbance. The Torah is going to disturb the real Tanugim. The Torah is not Tainug. The Torah is not Chaim. Mayim is Chaim. Tanugim is Chaim. Taiva is Chaim. And therefore they turn to Avodah Zarah, and that's how they could pursue a life of Taiva. There was one exception back there, few exceptions, one famous exception, and that was Chanoich, where the pasuk says, "Vayisale Chanoich esol lekim veinenu ki lokach esol lekim." Say Chazal, what happened to Chanoich? So Rashi, the Rashi brings on a pshat that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took him away before Chet. The Targum Yonasan ben Azil says, "Veinenu" means he doesn't live down here anymore. He went up to Shemayim and he never died. Chanoich never died. Why? Because Vayishalech Chanoich Esolikim. Chanoich followed a different path. What path did Chanoich follow? A path of Vayishalech Chanoich Esolikim. He did cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanoich was a Va'atim Advekim Hashem Alekechem. And therefore, Chaim Kulchem Hayoim, he never died. He went up alive and there he is. Chanoich understood that the Ikka Tainug is the Tainug of Torah, the Torah and the Tainug of Ruchnis. That's the Ikka Tainug and that's the Ikka Chaim. Mayim is Chaim and Mayim is Tainuk, that's the Ruchnis. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oinik. Shabbos, we have a mitzvah. Oh, Chaim. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is a mitzvah to have good meat, to have good fish, to have good tasty challah, to have lots of mayonnaise, and to have good desserts, and to have good cholent, and to have good. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oinik. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Tainuk of Oinik. Why? Because Shabbos is the real Tainuk. Shabbos is the Ruchnis of the Tainuk. Shabbos, a person gets a Neshama Yisera. Shabbos, he gets a Nishmas Chaim, an extra Nishmas Chaim. Shabbos is a day of Atim Advekim Hashem Alekeichem. We cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Shabbos is a day of Ruchnis. And therefore we have lots of Tanugim on Shabbos because they're all Ruchnis. We feel the Neshama enjoys them. And that's why we say, Rachim Yom Chilein, Yom Shekul Shabbos Menucha, L'chayei Olamim. Because Shabbos is a day of oinig, of real oinig, of Torah mitzvahs oinig. And therefore, that's why Shabbos is also a day of Yom Shekul Shabbos and Menucha, L'chai Elamim. Therefore, a lot of tzaddikim used to deliberately eat less during the week, or not eat certain things to keep them for Shabbos, like the famous stories in the Gemara, Yosef, Moki Shabbos, they used to save up all the money from the week to buy for Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Yom where you're supposed to have Tanugim, because Shabbos is all the Viatim Advekim, and it's all the Chaim Kulchem of the Yom Shekul Shabbos and Menucha L'Chai Elamim. Noyach, as we said yesterday, comes from Vayonach Vayom HaShvi, says the Zoya, which is the Bechin of Shabbos. Noyach understood what the real Tainug is. Noach understood that the real Tainuk, the real Va'atim Advekim, is Va'atim Advekim Hashem Alekeichem, and that brings to Chaim. Noach, the beginning, the first pasuk of Parshas Noach, explains how Noach was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Va'atim Advekim Hashem Alekeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayim. Because we know there's another pasuk in the Torah that's similar to the pasuk of Va'atim Advekim. And what is that? There's a pasuk which says, Uboi Tidbokun. In Sefer Dvarim, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Hey, Uboi Sid Bokum, one has to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ask Chazal, how can you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish. So what did Chazal say? Anybody know? Maisim Toivim. Hidovik Bedrochav. Follow Kilo the Maisim Toivim. Gemol Chasodim. Like Rashi says on that Pasuk. Kvar Maisim, Bekuchoylem. Mitzvah of Maisim Toivim. That's how we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more mitzvahs of mice and toivim a person does, the more he's mekayim a mitzvah. I say it's the mitzvah the raisa of a boy sit bokum. You should cling to Hashem through mitzvahs of mice and toivim. You kaiim a boy sit bokum. And you'd therefore atim advekim. Hashem lekecha means that somebody who's dovok in Torah, mitzvahs, and ma'isim toivim, he's following the path of atim advekim. Hashem lekechem, and to him he'll be zoicha to chaim kulchem ayoyim. And therefore, Eila told us Noach. Noach is Vayonach b'yom hashvi. Vayonach b'yom hashvi means Shabbos. Vayonach. Vayonach. Noach is a bechin of Shabbos. He understands the real Tainuk. He understands the real Chaim. He understands that the Atim Advekim is the Chaim. And therefore, he's busy with the pasuk of a boy sit bokun. And what's a boy sit bokun? Torah ma'isim toivim. Therefore, says Rashi, Eila told us Noach. What are the told us of Noach? Mitzvahs of ma'isim toivim. Lelamdecha she'ika. Tell the same shall tzaddikim mitzvahs of ma'isim toivim. Noach is a mitzvahs of ma'isim toivim man. Noach is a boy sit bokun. Noach is va'atim advekim Hashem lekecha. And therefore, in the same way as va'isalech hanoich esol lekim, hanoich cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he was zoicha to the atim advekim, esol lekim esalech noach. Noach clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Noach is kulei chaim.